We do have Eric Yancer. He is our first road warrior. Eric Yancer of Fargo, he and his troops are hitting the road today for Frisco, Texas. And Eric, welcome to KFGO, man.
Oh, thanks, Jack. Thanks for having me.
So what is it you do in real life? When you're not Six Flags tailgating, what do you do?
You know, I manage used a bit sales and pawn on Main Avenue.
All right. And so you're taking time from work to do this. I won't keep you very long. So I mentioned Six Flags tailgating. Who are you guys?
You know, there's five guys involved in Six Flags tailgating. Just some good buddies of mine from college. We started it up about 5 years ago, and every year it just gets a little better.
And obviously you tailgate at all home events, I presume.
Yeah, well, we make most all home events. We did miss one this year that we caught a little bit of grief for, but you know, we'll make up for it by bringing the rig to Texas.
Why did you miss that 1 week? You want to say anything about it? Or?
You know, it was just that early morning game, tailgating started at 5. You know, one of the things that our tailgating setup has is, you know, it's got 2 55-inch TVs, and we have an ice hole dispenser, and that stuff just does not work well in the cold. We figured we'd try to save some wear and tear on the equipment, and we just didn't make it out.
So is this the first time that Six Flags tailgating from Fargo, North Dakota, Go Bison, Hailed the Bison, has been to Frisco?
Nope. We were down there last year. We had the rig down there. You know, we've been to Kansas State. We went to Colorado. We go to Iowa. We go to South Dakota. We try to take it everywhere.
In fact, let it be known that I believe Eric, our first road warrior on the Jack and Sandy show, Eric Yancer, I think it was you that had the bison flag attached to the, was it Welcome to Texas sign?
Yep, you know, that's an old tradition that I can't say that I started, but I've seen, and me and my road partner, Nick Prothero, we stopped and we put about 20 screws in that baby, but it didn't make it. Unfortunately, somebody did get it down, but I did see plenty of people stopped and got their pictures with it before it got taken down.
It went viral. It was really a great photo. Congratulations. So do you have any future vandalism planned for your next road trip?
You know, tradition is tradition. We might have a few things up our sleeve. You know, just stay tuned. Maybe we'll send you some pictures you can share.
And so what is the itinerary? You are leaving when?
You know, we plan on leaving from Chubb's Pub here this afternoon. Should be about 1 o'clock or so. You know, we really don't know. We're going to go as far as we can tonight, maybe get down to Omaha, Council Bluffs area, maybe hunker in there for the night, and then go on tomorrow to Oklahoma City for New Year's.
Okay, you want to be in OKC for New Year's. What are you driving?
You know, my buddy's got a Duramax truck we're pulling this big trailer with, and, you know, it's 80 miles an hour all the way down.
And what do you have as far as what you'll be setting up in Frisco?
You know, it's the same setup we do here in Fargo. You know, we got a 25-foot trailer. It's got a flip-open side. We got 2 55-inch TVs. We got a portable bar. We got the ice hole machine, you know, pub tables, a 10-by-20 custom tent. You know, it's the whole thing we do here. It'll all be down in Frisco.
Wow. That sounds like a lot of fun. And last year you were, like you said, you were there, but you certainly weren't alone. There were a lot of traditional bison tailgaters that showed up in Frisco, Texas.
Oh, no, it's just like the Fargo Dome parking lot. It's great. I love seeing the support. We're definitely not bringing our rig down there. It should be, you know, a sea of yellow and green in that parking lot when we get down there.
So you're planning on Council Bluffs tonight and then Oklahoma City for New Year's Eve, and that would mean pulling into Frisco sometime on New Year's Day.
Yep, early New Year's Day. It's a hop, skip, and a jump from Oklahoma City. Shouldn't be any trouble.
Now, is it just five of you guys going?
Yeah, you know, actually, there's only three of us driving. All the other members of Six Flags will be flying in. We're just, we're the road warriors for the crew, like you said.
Sweet. And how many of you will there be there?
Oh, man. Well, hopefully there'll be 17,000 NDSU fans down there.
Right. But are there wives and nieces?
Yeah. You know, we have a suite. We have a 20-person suite that we've been getting the last 3 years, and there'll be at least 20, 30 of us from Six Flags down there.
I see. So some of you are married.
Oh, yeah. There's wives, girlfriends. Mm-hmm. You know, some of them are coming, some of them aren't coming, some of them are happy, and some of them are a little upset.
Are there going to be children?
You know, I don't think that we'll have any children down there, but there always is.
Uh-huh. Well, Eric, it's a real pleasure to meet you. My buddy Teddy from Chubb's Pub that you mentioned got me lined up with you. We'll just stay in touch with you. Good luck on getting there, and I don't know about that 85 miles an hour all the way business. I heard that. But you drive safely, and if you want to share anything, you know, about road conditions on the way down or speed traps that you have noticed or something like that, you've got my number. You can text me, and we'll share it on the air. All right, man?
Yeah, you got it, Jack. We'll be your eyes on the road.
We'll call you again tomorrow, maybe around this time. Do you think you'll be up?
Oh, we'll be on the road, I guarantee it.
All right, man. Drive safely. Thank you.